Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio, and great to have on the line one of the most exciting personalities in motor sports today. You know her from all of that action at the Indy 500, of course, raced at Daytona International Speedway, and now here ready to hit the streets of Chicago for the Chicago NASCAR Street Race. It's the driver of the 78 Chevy Camaro for Live Fast Motorsports, the one and only Catherine Legg. Catherine, welcome to Chicago and welcome to WGN.
Thank you very much. And you planned the weather perfectly for me by the looks of things.
Well, it's not quite as hot. It's been so very hot here. You know, we're used to, it's the Windy City, right? Maybe there's typically a breeze, but it has been very, very hot. So hopefully when it comes to race time, it might not be quite as hot. You've been to a lot of different locations, iconic locations, Indianapolis Motor Speedway, Daytona, and now for NASCAR, and people have loved the foray so far into the stock car side. You know, history making, you know, right here, this is the only street race, the first one in NASCAR Cup Series. And so talk a little bit about being in Chicago.
I love street course racing. Like, I can't explain to you enough how much I love street course racing. My first race in North America, coming over as a young British girl, was in Long Beach, California, and we won that race. So street racing will forever hold a special place in my heart. I've never raced Chicago street race. We did it on the sim yesterday. I'm excited to drive it because it looks and sounds and the atmosphere and everything seems awesome and very unique, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you and I have talked a number of times, and even, of course, you know, getting into the stock car side, exciting opportunity not only for you but for your fans to be able to see it. But you've shared, just as you've been on sort of that fast learning curve, trying to get your head around everything that goes along with it, not only the cars but the courses and just the culture of the racing side. I feel like in this race, because that's one of the things that we talk to all those drivers about, they are unfamiliar with it. It's only been around a couple of years, and street course racing is foreign to the stock car drivers. I feel, Catherine, you have an advantage here.
From your lips to God's ears, I hope so, because I've done a few street course races. I've been relatively successful on them, actually, so I'm hoping that translates. I've loved every minute of my foray into NASCAR world. I'm calling it my stock car era. and it's been, honestly, it's been awesome. I'm learning so much. The challenge is probably the biggest one of my career so far. And it's just the ethos, the series, everything has been really interesting and really challenging, but also really positive. And it's taught me a lot about myself, and it's brought up old, like, when I first started racing go-karts vibes and so many things. So I'm hoping that I can conquer this hill I'm climbing.
I think this race week has a little bit more of your cosmopolitan sensibilities built into it than maybe some of those traditional tracks, you know, that you've been at in the past. And although there are a lot of trappings and pageantry built around the Indy 500, of course, and then also even Daytona, but here, because it is in this city setting, and because Chicago is just, it's a great city with a lot of, whether it's the festivals and the food and, you know, all the things that go along with shopping, right, with Chicago, there's a lot of satellite events happening and a lot of extra ways for fans and drivers to get in on the fun of the city. So, Catherine, outside of the action on the track that's going to be happening, are you involved in any of those other events that NASCAR is throwing that kind of add to the excitement of race week?
I am. We are doing FanFest this afternoon, which I'm very much looking forward to. We'll be out there signing autographs and shaking some hands and meeting some people. But the one thing that you forgot to mention was how awesome the food is in this city. So I'm looking forward to going to some good restaurants. So you have to tell me which are the good ones to go to.
Oh yeah. Well, I'll send you a text or an email afterwards. There are too many to list the people in Chicago know, but I know that NASCAR has tapped into that in any city that they go into. Yeah. They try to sort of capture the vibe and the culture of the city and sort of ingrain themselves into what is happening there. And in Chicago, they've done it. And Catherine, you're right. When it comes to Chicago, it is the food as well. So talk a little bit about this. Is not only an extra the street course and you've got NASCAR weekend here in the city, but it is also the 4th of July and coming from from Britain. But of course, you've been in and around
you
America.
Filthy traitors.
Yeah, right. I didn't want to go there. But I think at this point, you're like too soon, right? No, I mean, we've had
too
some
soon.
Time.
Hey, listen. I've spent the majority of my adult life in America. I only spent my childhood really in England, so I consider myself, even though I don't sound it, I consider myself kind of half American. I love the country. You've adopted me, and I am only joking. I'm a proud implant, transplant, however you want to say it, and I will very much look forward to spending 4th of July here. And actually, you make a very good point, because we see most of the time we fly in, we fly out, right? So we see the airport, the hotel room, the racetrack, and then rinse and repeat. Here, because I'm in so early, because NASCAR are doing so many cool things in your city because there are so many cool things to do, I get to wander around and experience the food and go and check out some of the shopping. And, you know, I'm going to try and cram as much as I can. I've been to Chicago a handful of times, but I love visiting every time, and I want to experience that, and hopefully that will then also take the nerves and the stress away from what is always very intense race weekends, right? It's going to be a balance.
The additional recon that you're going to be able to get from it, of course, not only on the food scene, but the track is going to be great.
Right.
And we definitely want to talk about it. You're getting in on some of that, some of those marketing opportunities and some of the outreach with the fans. Live Fast Motorsports is any driver, the success that you can have. Obviously, you got to have talent, and you've certainly got that in a number of series. But talk a little bit about the team and how great that's been this year.
The team have been awesome. You know, I think I have some of the best people, honestly. I've got Elf as a primary sponsor for this race, and they have stuck by me through thick and thin. Their tagline is they want to empower women, and boy, do they stand by that. You know, like, it's been an incredible journey to see how many women have kind of taken note of it and been part of this whole, and I hate to say the words girl power because it sounds so cliche, but it is like we're all standing together now, and the activations that they've done and the marketing around it is like, the women feel seen, whereas it's very much always been a very male-dominated sport. Now there are makeup brands on the side of a race car, and that's really cool. And the team kind of have embraced that. Chevrolet have embraced that. And the series have been super supportive too. So I'm hoping to make them all proud, especially this weekend. I think it is one of the races that I should, you know, once I've kind of got my hands around it, do well at. And we've seen that in every race that I've done so far this year, be it Xfinity or cup racing. I start off learning the racetracks, the car, the team, everything else, and then by the third stage or the end of the race, then you sort of see my lap times come down and you see us be competitive. So I need to make that process faster. I need to get up to speed faster. I think I have to be faster at getting faster. So what I mean by that is I have to get up to speed a little bit quicker. And I think that's just experience, knowing where the limits are. And the more I do this, the better I'll get. So hopefully with only 20 minutes of practice on Saturday, you know, we can really get the car dialed in. We can get me dialed in, and we can be competitive straight off the bat. We are going to have to qualify in for this one. So it's basically me and I think three or four others that are fighting for, well, one person will go home. So there's a lot of pressure. You can't make any mistakes. And on a street course, the margin of error is obviously minuscule because you're surrounded by concrete walls and you've got bumps, and it makes life very tricky. So I got to keep my head down on my focus and try and get up to speed as quickly as possible without taking any risks.
You just, you know, focus on racing. Of course, you're going to be focusing on that. You have so many people pulling for you. You mentioned all of those groups that are supportive and excited about what it is that you're doing. It is the hometown for El Bandido Yankee. And of course, I know the entire team from there is excited about you being in Chicago and supporting you in this race as well. And so as we let you go, social media wise, I know that we're going to have a bunch here at WGN Radio We'll have that up at WGNRadio.com as well. And then, of course, Throttle Therapy. Are you going to be doing any podcast episodes from Chicago that we can enjoy as you kind of share the podcast and maybe highlight the city? Where can people go?
Yeah, they can listen to Throttle Therapy. It will be on Tuesday. It will be a recap of my Chicago extravaganza. And obviously, I only really Instagram, so Catherine Racing is my Instagram. I'll post stories, and the team will obviously be doing a bunch of PR, and as will NASCAR. So there's lots of ways to keep up with us, and I think everybody should just come to the race. I think that's the best way of doing it, honestly.
There's no substitute for being there. It looks great on TV, so maybe watch a little bit of it, then get down and watch the races all weekend long, and of course see Catherine Legg. Excited for everything that you're doing, for what you're bringing to the sport, and of course excited to have you here in Chicago. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks, Catherine. It's exciting to have her here. It's kind of a game-changing situation, just as Chicago with the NASCAR Chicago Street Race puts NASCAR stock car racing in more of that cosmopolitan setting, the first street course that they've done. A little bit different, right, where you've got all the restaurants and the shopping, everything that a city brings. It's not Talladega, Alabama, or things that maybe the sport has been associated with. And then you look at her, and on the IndyCar side, there's been a number of female drivers that have done pretty well and qualified, a bit a part of the race, and super exciting stuff there. Danica Patrick, we know her. You know, she came from IndyCar and then had what I would say was a pretty successful NASCAR career. Not everybody, you know, gets to win races, but she's been competitive. And so to have Catherine here, you know, here's the other thing, and Iridian, your thoughts on this too, because that whole if you can see it, then you can be it kind of thing in that younger generation. A lot of the feedback that she gets is that they see her in a racing setting and then they think, oh, wow, you know, I could do that. I want to do that. This is exciting. It's competitive. And here's, unlike, let's say, Danica, where she still had, you know, brake pads and motor oil as her sponsors, like Elf Cosmetics are her sponsors. And so you see sort of this whole embracing of her, not only because of her talent, right, that gets her here, but also just, I mean, I think brands are seeing, hey, racing is a place for them.
Yeah, you're completely right. When she mentioned that, you know, now cars are being repped by beauty brands, I didn't even think about that. I was like, that's a whole different market. Absolutely. You know, women run the world. That's what I believe. And you mentioned Elf. I wear Elf makeup every day. Like, you know, women love sports. Women watch sports. And there is going to be a little girl in the audience watching her and thinking, oh, wow, I didn't know I could be a race car driver. Like, I want to do that. I think that's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, there is maybe a little girl, maybe millions, you know, around the country, around the world watching. And they think to themselves, not only, hey, that would be cool, but also, wow, there's someone doing it, you know, I could go ahead, you know, and do that too. And she also does a lot of the media stuff. She's got the podcast. She does just a ton of different things, and it is interesting to see. And the car, you know, on the NHRA side, there's been, you know, women world champions for years. It's a great equalizer. So any of those physical things that you think of, okay, well, maybe this would be more difficult, it's not. I mean, if you've got the talent, the drive, the passion for it, you can do it, and you're seeing it happen here. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to continue the show. It's the 4th of July, 312-981-7200. You can add in with your thoughts, maybe some fireworks suggestions, where to go to watch them. Keep it here, Dane, 720 WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studios. We close in on the NASCAR Chicago Street Race. All the excitement converging right here in the streets of the Windy City. Excited to have on the line one of NASCAR's biggest stars and personalities, NASCAR Cup Series champion and driver of the number 12 Ford Mustang for Team Penske. It's Ryan Blaney. Ryan, welcome back to Chicago. Welcome to WGN.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on.
Well, does it feel close to the race? You know, the weather's more like, I don't mean the rain, obviously. That's not what I meant. I don't want to scare anybody, so I strike that from the record. But when you visit a market, you do promotion. As one of the faces of the sport, is it unique here in Chicago where you're driving to a TV station, radio station, and you may actually be on the track on the way?
Yeah, you know, we're driving through Chicago right now during our day, and I'm seeing signage and billboards and ads, and we're actually right next to the racetrack right now, and it's cool to be down here. You know, it's really neat to enjoy the city. I really like coming to Chicago. I've been to come here, you know, more times than even, you know, when we come to race here, and kind of just get a lay of the land. And it's always nice to be here in a great city.
That's one thing I was wondering. I know NASCAR puts their best foot forward, definitely a great ambassador for the sport. When it comes to the place where, you know, every driver maybe needs a little extra recon for a track that doesn't have a ton of history. How does that happen? Do you get an email saying, hey, anybody want to go to Chicago? Do you volunteer? Say yeah. And does it give you any advantages just to be there?
I do. I always volunteer to come here when Chicago comes up on the docket. You know, they want drivers to come and, you know, do some promo stuff. And I don't really think it gives me an advantage, right? Like, I'm not going to go. I'm not driving around the track today at all, right?
Not yet.
I should just do laps around it and just take those roads.
But, oh, wrong turn. Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But I just enjoy doing it just because like I said earlier, you know, I like the city. This race is exciting. Like, I've had a ton of fun here the last 2 years, you know, bringing NASCAR to the city. And it's been neat to see the fan interaction of new fans or fans that have been watching NASCAR for a long time come out and be able to see something unique, because it's exciting. It's really exciting when we can run on the streets of this major city. And so, yeah, I always put my hand up first whenever they ask.
Well, NASCAR is all about experiences. As a guy myself who's covered the sport a long time, and you, of course, been around it since you could walk, what are your thoughts about all the cool stuff NASCAR is building into these race weekends? I mean, the racing is great. It's obviously the cornerstone of it all. But there's a lot for everybody. Tons of music, top artists, all sorts of satellite parties and events and festivals. Talk about that. Just as the sport, just the experience of the fans is really evolved.
Yeah, well, I think that's really something smart that NASCAR has done. It's, you're not only coming to see a great race, you know, well, two great races, you know, July 5th and 6th with the Xfinity Series and Cup Series, but also the Summer Music Series that's coming. Zach Brown Band is headlining, you know, and there's other bands playing as well. And so it's just a big festival for a weekend that's going on, you know, and gosh, it's July 4th weekend, you know, so how can you get any better than that? I think it's important to show fans not only just a race, but how do you give them a whole weekend experience, you know, something that they're definitely going to remember. And you build things on top of just outside, you know, outside of the race itself. And all those things are just like the build up to the big show, you know, which is the race. So I think it's really great what they've done. And that, you know, that park area right there that we run around is just a great venue for that. And hopefully Chicago is kind to us with the weather. Yes. I've been patient with it the last 2 years. It has disappointed me, the weather.
Yeah.
But hopefully it cuts us a break this year, and we have some good skies for a couple of days, and everyone can really get the full experience. You know, because the first year, gosh, I mean, we had, I think the Chainsmokers were lined up to come play. There was a couple other huge artists, and it got rained out because it was storming its butt off, and lightning was everywhere. And so hopefully we get a solid weekend to where everyone can really have a great time.
Yeah, we're definitely due. So we've all talked about, I'm sure you guys as drivers and teams and all the fans, of course, talked about, what does NASCAR need? What can make some of the events more approachable for families, the kid element? I mean, it's so important. As a guy who's been, you know, in town trying to reach the next generation, talking to kids as you have, or as a person who was a kid exposed to racing, made it your life, you know, think about that. So kids under 12 are free. I remember my first racing experiences. I went, I didn't have to pay. It was free for me, you know, because my parents took me. But then I was a fan and I made my parents take me back. Ultimately, my kids have gone to tons and tons of races. Just Ryan, your thought about that, just that mindset, right? You gotta get that next generation hooked so that they can be, you know, generational lifelong racing fans.
That's right. You know, and, you know, I grew up obviously around the sport and fell in love with it. And I was fortunate, you know, I had a dad in it that I could really connect to and stuff like that. And it's, you know, that's the thing. It's right. It's how do you get the younger fan, you know, a kid who's 8 years old, right? How do you get them connected and excited about anything, right? Like a certain sport or racing in general, like we're talking about. And the biggest thing to me is you got to get them there, you know, and when you see these things in person and you just feel it in your chest, then you see the cars go around the racetrack at full speed. It's just intoxicating, honestly, and it makes you fall in love with it. So I think what they've done with kids can get in both days, 12 and under for free, that makes it great, you know. And it's always like, right, how do you make things more affordable? Well, that's a great way if you got a family of five, you know, and you can bring your kids if they're under 12 out for free, you know. So it's just a great time for a whole family to come out, and that's, I think that's a great start to how do you grasp kids at a young age to really get in love with the sport. And that's just what happened to me. And I hope it happens to some other folks as well.
Yeah, it's an investment in the future. It's good to see NASCAR doing that. Last thing, we talked about it. You mentioned it, 4th of July weekend. There's nothing more American, all American than racing. NASCAR is just about as America as it gets. Talk about, because people have been texting in. They want to know, like, how does Ryan Blaney, how do you guys celebrate 4th of July? What's your thoughts about being such a big part of everyone else's? And then growing up, were you guys fireworks people, or did your dad say, Ryan, you're going to need those hands, you know, for racing. Don't play with the M80s. How was it?
Yeah, dad didn't do a great job of keeping the M80s away. I was a firework fiend as a kid, but since we race on 4th of July weekend, so we do a little celebration at our house earlier in the week with some friends and you know, do the firework thing and shoot those off and kind of just have a little 4th of July party at my house. Yeah, it's just cool to be part of this weekend. You know, obviously 4th of July means a lot to this whole country, you know, and it's cool to be able to come to a major city like this and share it. And share it with the fans and stuff like that, and not only see their excitement for the race, but also their excitement, you know, for the special weekend that it is. So can't wait to celebrate, you know, 4th of July here in Chicago with everybody else.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. Ryan, we'll let you get back to it. We know that it is a busy day. Thanks for everything you're doing for the sport, for Chicago. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
720 WGN. It is Dane here with you. In for Bob until 10 on the 4th of July as we're celebrating America, fireworks. We're going to talk a little food, a little festivity. And of course, we can't escape racing because it's right on top of us. It is here on the streets of Chicago and exciting as the racing world sort of converges and Chicago becomes the epicenter of motorsports. In studio with me is a guy that, you know, he talks about obviously all of the news and it isn't always that racing and motorsports creeps into his purview and he has to go ahead and take time away from it. But again, it is on top of him. Ryan Burrow is in studio with us. And Ryan, you and I talked yesterday where, you know, it's happening and you focus on a lot of the different venues, sporting venues, stadiums, a lot of really cool things. I always love that kind of stuff. And of course, some of those iconic venues have cars.
Yeah, actually, this is really interesting because, you know, I've got a podcast through WGN radio called Stadium Club. And for the most part, we've been talking about the Bears and possible move to Arlington Park, Arlington International Racecourse. But you've got Northwestern building a brand new stadium in Evanston. You've got the White Sox potentially looking to drop a new stadium somewhere. And then, of course, the Chicago Fire announced they're moving to the 78.
I wanted to ask, we've got a little bit of time. We'll definitely get into the motorsport side. We'll be talking a bunch today with it. But we're doing some things with the Chicago Fire. And so I've had an opportunity. I haven't been like the hugest soccer fan or aficionado. I'm a sports fan in general. And so, of course, I can appreciate it. And they've got such a great presence here and a great fan base. I got a chance to check out my first ever Fire game, maybe, I don't know, a week and a half ago. Have you ever been to?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh? I've been in the South Suburbs. I've also been to the games at Soldier Field as well.
Man, yeah. It is. Even though I'm not, I mean, of course, I'm familiar with soccer. It's, you know, it's the world's sport. It's a really fun time. It's a really fun, you know, opportunity. And the fans are so super passionate, even in a place like Soldier Field, where your typical soccer audience doesn't, you know, unless Messi's playing or something, it's not going to creep into the NFL level of attendance. But you look at some of those schematics and I've seen some of the videos for the new thing, the new place that they're building and refreshingly funding themselves.
Sure.
And to have that down in the city, not off in the south suburbs somewhere. Man, I think that's going to be cool.
Yeah, it's soccer is a vibe. It is. If you've ever kind of dipped in and then come out, you see how different of an atmosphere it can be. What's interesting is that development there, that 78, which has been considered for a casino, it's been considered for an Amazon headquarters, it's been considered for multiple things, including a White Sox baseball stadium. Now the Fire are moving there, Chicago Fire FC are moving into that location. It's 52 acres, and there is potential for more activation on that property, and the White Sox still seem interested. Now, talking with the alderman in that area, you're really going to have to try to jam two stadiums into one space if that is going to be reality. And she did tell me jam is the proper word. I mean, you've got to think not just about the stadium itself, but parking, the other things they want to activate in that location as well. So, and you know, you're coming off the expressway and you've got Roosevelt there. So there's not a lot of space to move people. But if the White Sox want to pursue it, it's something that I think everyone is open to.
On a needs basis, the White Sox don't necessarily need it. But the Fire, you know, they're in sort of a borrowed situation there. But if you look around the country, I think Philadelphia comes to mind, where they have all three stadiums in one parking lot. If you're creative with the schedule, you can make it work, you know, and maybe it's convenient. Everyone knows, hey, for sports, we go here.
Detroit has two stadiums. Both Comerica and Ford Field are right on top of each other, essentially, in Detroit. In Kansas City, the home of the Chiefs and the home of the Royals all share the same parking lot. That space there, by the way, is about the same size, equal to Arlington International Racecourse right there. So that's about 300 acres of land. But we talked specifically about the Chicagoland Speedway yesterday for the podcast, and kind of the future of that property, which has not been used since, well, NASCAR race, that since 2019. There have been a few off things, I believe you told me, since that time. But this all kind of started with a posting, well, three from Carson, is it Hosever is his name, correct?
Yes.
And he's flown over the grounds and took some pictures. He's walked the grounds and has posted things saying that he's excited to race there again next year, which we haven't heard anything official that property is going to be reactivated. So you and I had a conversation yesterday about that.
Yeah. So with the third year, so this was a 3-year deal for the street race here happening. And, you know, depending on how you go ahead and quantify success, has it been a success? Yes. Did you get new fans in? Sure. 80% of the fans that have attended the street race here in Chicago, brand new. So, you know, expanding the fan base and reaching new audience, they've certainly done that. The thing that is interesting is that complex, and again, as we were just talking, so they have a dirt track oval there, they have the drag strip there, and then they have the speedway, and it has been kept in relative race condition, ready to race is the way that they've done it. So it hasn't turned into, you know, the Amazon warehouse. It hasn't been sold off or anything like that. And so people have been wondering now, of course, that NASCAR is going to have to make a decision. What is going to happen? Carson mentioned, you know, okay, we're going to do this, or I'm excited for this. It feels like a natural fit. You and I will talk a little bit about it maybe next week or after the smoke clears, no pun intended, on this race weekend. NASCAR will have to make some decisions, and that seems like an easy fit. If you've generated an additional fan base here in the market, and you have sort of a turnkey situation there, plus you mentioned that there's a big anniversary coming up for Route 66.
Yeah, Route 66, they're going to activate a lot of locations for the 100-year anniversary of Route 66 from Illinois all the way to California, and it seems like that would fit precisely into reactivating the Chicagoland Speedway, maybe rebranding it in some way, would fit that activation. We don't know. Nothing has been officially stated at this point, so right now it's just speculation, but probably something to put on people's radars, especially after Carson's post, that maybe that could be reactivated very shortly.
Yeah, the racing stars are aligning for that possibility, and of course, we'll keep you updated as well. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I think Iridian and I, and maybe Ryan, you're going to talk too a little bit about maybe fireworks, just fun things to do on the 4th of July. It's time to get down to Indiana or Wisconsin, buy something dangerous. No, I'm not saying that. That's not what we want to do. Keep it safe and keep it here, 720 WGN.